We are back like scoliosis, baby, here on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
How you doing over there, Trey?
Got me wanting to pop my back, man, but I'm doing good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to get it popping. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of getting it popping, you guys know what time it is. It's time for the Headline Huddle.
It's the Headline Huddle.
All right, guys. So first off, this week on the Headline Huddle, we have my man, Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, arrested for driving under the influence, allegedly. Okay, he was arrested in Las Vegas. He was arrested at 7:25 a.m., so he had a late night, you know what I'm saying, late night. He refused to submit a breathalyzer, which is really good for his lawyer, you know, so probably won't be nothing too bad. But, man, what are you doing out here chasing the rainbow at 7:25 a.m.?
No doubt. Marshawn, he's crazy, man, driving his Shelby GT500. When they pulled him over, dude, he was missing one of his tires, and the other one was flat. I mean, dude, he's going ham out there, bro.
No doubt.
I mean, did you see that mugshot?
Oh, bro, it looked rough.
It did look rough. I mean, not only did they get him for the DUI, they got him for the unregistered vehicle, refusing to surrender proof of security. I'm not sure if that means a gun or what, but and failure to drive in a travel lane. What does that mean, bro? Does that mean he was driving on the sidewalk?
Right.
Marshawn, what are you doing, bro? And this comes 24 hours after he signed up with the Seahawks as special correspondent. I think he's going to be making like videos and content for the Seahawks. So, I mean, he was. I don't know if that's happening now, but
we'll see what happens there. I mean, you know, that's got to be a PR nightmare for Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they literally 24 hours ago, they signed him up for that. So maybe he was celebrating, bro.
A little too much. Need to lay off the Skittles a little bit.
No doubt. Marshawn, come on, buddy. You're smarter than that, man. Just because you ain't playing football don't mean you don't need to act professional, brother.
All right. Well, enough about Marshawn Lynch. Kareem Hunt requested a trade from the Browns, crazy enough. What do you think about that?
Man, well, I tell you, it hurts a little because I just drafted him in one of my leagues. But realistically, I kind of like the idea of him going somewhere else. I mean, give Chubb a chance to eat on his own. Give Hunt to hopefully be a number one guy. That's not really the Brown style. I mean, I figure if they did get rid of Hunt, they would probably get Felton in there or one of those guys that did really good last year for the Browns while Hunt was hurt and still run two running backs. But Chubb would definitely get the bulk of the carries.
Here's the thing, out of training camp, you know, D'Ernest Johnson, they're loving him. And, you know, he did a little bit last year. And so I think Hunt's kind of noticing that they're, you know, probably taking a little bit of his work and he doesn't want to get faded out, you know, as a running back in that kind of career. Hunt could be an RB1 on just about any team in the league. He has the skills for it. But the Browns currently weren't approving his trade request and are not interested in trading him whatsoever. Now, everybody says that until somebody gives them an offer that they can't refuse, you know.
Chances are his past coming back to haunt him, and they're like, look, man, we gave you a shot when nobody else would, so you just need to recognize and get back to work. You got 1 year left on this deal. I mean, he's still with incentives due to make, I think, $6.2 million. Yeah. But my thoughts are he's looking around the league and seeing everybody getting paid and is hurting his feelings.
No doubt. All right. So next in the Headline Huddle, we have Aaron Rodgers going on an ayahuasca journey. I mean, what is that?
I tell you, I watched that interview with him. He started crying, like he got really emotional about all that. And he actually gave the credit for his MVP season to that. Like he's saying he was able to find himself and figure out who he was, and that's the reason he became the MVP. Aaron Rodgers, man, the kids look up to you, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not like one of those guys. Like, I get it, you know, like from his standpoint, like not thinking about all these kids and stuff. I mean, I understand wanting to find yourself and stuff like that. But from a being a professional in the public eye standpoint, I mean, these kids look up to you, Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, you're sitting there talking about how great you felt after doing these crazy drugs and stuff like that, man. And I it's not a good look.
Yeah. And, you know, he had to travel outside of the country because DMT is illegal in the United States, but it's not on the list of substance abuse in the NFL. So literally it was fine. No big deal. Matt LaFleur was asked if the concerns that Rodgers would face a suspension, and he was like, I really haven't gave it much thought. Obviously, no one cares. You can do ayahuasca and DMT and trip your balls off, but you better not do anything else.
That's right. Exactly. It's interesting that you can do that and it's not a problem, but these guys smoke marijuana, which is illegal in a bunch of states, is a problem, you know?
Right. Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, and they need to reevaluate their drug substance abuse policy in the NFL.
And a lot of their policies, including their suspension policies, but I won't get into Deshaun Watson.
yeah, probably good call on that.
All right, so that's it with the news, but now we got an injury report with our new friend, Dr. T. Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. T. I'm here with the injury report. Love the show, Fourth and Flex. Big fan. Please subscribe to this channel. You know, you got to listen to them. They're great. Everything they do is just ecstatic. Wonderful guys. And that Trey guy, wow, what a beautiful man.
It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Bandy. Thank you. Now, to the injury report. Now, most recently, Mike Evans update, you know, Mike Evans apparently sustained a minor hamstring injury, but I'm told that there's nothing to worry about, you know, it's not a big deal, it's just a minor hamstring injury, he should be perfect for week one, it's no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Evans every year has issues with his hamstrings, so this is kind of his yearly check-in with that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he missed at least a couple games this year with that same hamstring.
Yes. And back with the Buccaneers, Russell Gage left practice with a leg injury Wednesday, but they're saying the injury is considered minor and it's nothing major. So with these guys just getting these minor injuries in the practices, you know, it's nothing to worry about, but do pay attention to the injury report.
Absolutely, man. Russell Gage, I'm really high on him this year. And, you know, all these injuries coming out of Tampa are really, they're really starting to make me nervous.
And if the Bucs didn't already have enough problems, Robert Hansley suffered an injury getting helped onto the cart, their center that replaced Ryan Jensen.
Ay, ay, ay. Brady needs a good center, man. That's all I'm saying. I know Jensen was at practice, but I'm pretty sure, you know, he's jacked up. Maybe he's trying to give Hansley a couple pointers, but it doesn't seem like that worked out too well. So we're on the lookout for either another one or what?
They better find somebody soon or Brady's going to take a lot of sacks this year.
Yeah.
All right. Also, J.K. Dobbins has been removed from the PUP list in practice. So he's day-to-day on his leg rehab, but he is practicing. And according, you know, like you said, he's damn sure going to be there for week one. So that's what we're hoping for.
Hey, he said he was going to do it. He did it. JK.
All right. Now, this is a tweet directly from Pat McAfee. Jameis Winston rolled his ankle and is day-to-day. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a big deal. He's getting the ball out quicker and making good decisions. So he's still practicing. He's on the field, but he rolled his ankle. You know, probably just something that they reported just to get something out there from the training camp. How do you feel about Jameis Winston, Bandy?
I mean, I'm glad that he's okay. I'm on record saying that I think Winston is going to be a sneaky good quarterback this year if he can stay healthy. So I'm glad to hear that he's working on stuff and hopefully getting better.
All right. And lastly, on the injury report today, we're still talking about Matthew Stafford and the tendonitis in his elbow. You know, he played through it all last year, I'm hearing, and I'm not letting it affect my mindset on Rams for fantasy this year. You know, I'm still watching and wondering and seeing how it goes with practice and everything. But, you know, I'm not worried about Cooper Kupp or anybody on the Rams right now with Matthew Stafford. You know, he's played through injuries before. He's a strong man. And I think the tendonitis is just part of getting older.
Absolutely. Stafford played through the playoffs and the Super Bowl with that same injury. So I'm not too worried about it. And not worried about it at all.
All right, Bandy. Well, that's all I have here with the injury report today. Why don't you go ahead and take us out of here?
Hey, first of all, Dr. T, thank you for coming on. We got to have you on the show more often to do these injury reports. Really appreciate you coming on. But guys, hey, thank you so much for watching the show. You heard it from Dr. T himself. Subscribe to the channel, guys. Don't forget to hit that like down there. If you're liking what you're seeing, then you know, keep watching because there's more to come.
Peace out, everybody. 28. Bro, do you know how hard it was to try to think about the words I'm going to say on top of having an accent?
Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls.